Today, Shir's Masechta Sota on Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on the third last line of Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis with the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Begins the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael, and the Gemara here is referring to what we learned in yesterday's Shir on Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid, where Rabbi Yishmael was responding to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learnt out from the three times that it's written in the Parsha of Saita, Nitma, Nitma, V'nitma, He learned Echel Labav, Echel Labayav, Echel Latruma. On that, Rabbi Shmuel said that we have a Kal V'Chomer, you don't need a Pasuk. What is the Kal V'Chomer for? That Ma Grusha, Shemuteres Latruma, Asur LeKahuna, a Grusha, a Bas Koyin, who was divorced from her husband, a Yisrael, and she didn't have any children with him. She goes back to her father's house, Melechem Aviyah Toichal. So she's mutter in truma, and yet she is asura l'kahuna, so zu asaita, shasura b'truma. If we learn out from v'nitma that she is asur to eat truma, ain aydin shasura l'kahuna, she is certainly asur to live with a kohen. So what the Gemara is asking now is, v'Rabbi Yishmael, that b'raisa that we learned on Amud Aleph concerning Rabbi Yishmael, the Gemara is asking, we don't understand what Rabbi Yishmael is saying. Omer Rabbi Akiva Truma Umahar Le'iu Kohana. Rabbi Akiva was using the three times of Nitma, Echel Abav, Echel Abol, and Echel Truma. And on that, Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't need a Pasuk because a Sota would be Asur LeKohana from a Kal V'Chomer from a Grusha. Where did Rabbi Akiva say anything about Kohana? He's speaking about Truma, and Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about Kohana. He's not speaking about the same topic that Rabbi Akiva was. Vesu, and a second question, L'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Kohuna Minole. In fact, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a Saita is Asur L'Kohuna, which would mean that after the husband divorces his wife, a Kohen would not be able to marry a Sota who had not drunk from the Mayim HaMorim. If the husband would die, then she would be usher to kohana. If the husband would divorce her, she anyway would be usher to kohana. So the case of the isser of soita marrying a kohen is where the husband dies. Now she's an almana, so normally she should be mutter to marry a kohen. But the fact that she is a sota when the husband died prevents her from marrying the kohen. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we know why she's also to marry a kohen. But according to Rabbi Akiva, kohenim enole, how does he know? As Rashi explains, how do we know that she's asur l'kohana if the husband dies? And you can't say that perhaps Rabbi Akiva in fact holds that she is mutter to kohana dahashta l'truma asur la l'kohana meboya. If she's asur of assault is asur to truma, then certainly that she's asur to a kohen. What do you want to say? That ain't a chanami. Rabbi Akiva will learn it from the same Kal V'Chomer that Rabbi Shmuel does. That if a grusha is mutter and truma is asur to a kohen, so a soita that's asur and truma is for sure asur to a kohen, says Rashi, the imkain, hainu Rabbi Shmuel. That's exactly the way Rabbi Shmuel learned it. And apparently Rabbi Shmuel is learning something different than Rabbi Akiva. So how, in fact, does Rabbi Akiva know that a soita is asur l'kohen? V'chi tamen, if you're going to tell me. Kohuna leitzricha kra, that for kohuna Rabbi Akiva does not require a pasuk. He needs echel labav, echel laboil, echel latruma. But for kohuna, no pasuk is necessary. Why? As we turn to the chav tesam at aleph, shaharei asaba safik zayna kizayna. Because when the Torah said that v'nitma, that she is usher to her husband, the Torah is saying that although we have a suffix whether she had relations with the boil or not, we're considering her like a vadai zayna. And therefore, a zoin is asur lakuna, because the pasuk says, as Rashi brings down on the last line of Chav Ches Amid Beis, zoin lo yikachu, v'zu, says Rashi, b'cheska zoinahi. If you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva does not need a pasuk to asur a soitan kuna, because she is considered like a vadai zoinah, which is already asur, a beferish a pasuk in the Torah, that a kohen cannot take a zoin. If so, then truma nami loyti baikra. Then why does Rabbi Akiva need a pasuk for truma? Shahar Hare asav asafig zainik zaina, because since you are saying that she is considered like a vadai zaina, and that's why there is tum on her, and that's why she's also on her husband, so a zaina is also usur to eat truma. And we'll soon see various lamudim in the Rishonim how we know that a zaina is usur to eat truma. But that's a fact that a zaina is usur to eat truma. So once you're establishing that a suffix zayin is like a vadei zayin, and that's why you don't need a pasuk that a site is usher to a kayin, then by the same logic, a site should be usher in truma. If she has a vadei din zayinah, a zayin is asura in truma. So, therefore, we have to understand what's Rabbi Akiva's makor to say that a site is usher to a kohen, but because obviously if you need a pasuk for truma, you're not going with the lumdus that suffix zoyna is kevadai zoyna. And therefore you need a pasuk. If you need a pasuk for truma, you should need for kohana. Taisvis, on the top taisvis, divri amaskal, shechein, usher basuffix zoyna kesoyna, taisvis says, let's learn the first few lines together, tema, amayloi omar kivin, the Tmeya the Hakasav, since the Torah made her Tame to her husband, Misafik, Meheka Tasin with Tasbat Truma Lakuna. Tysus wants to know why in fact is this not a good logic. You're right. We see from the fact that you need a pasuk for Truma that we don't go with the swar of Suffolk Zaina Kazina. But why not? Why in fact not? She is ushered to her husband because she has a din like a Vare Zaina. Then why should she all of a sudden be mutter to eat Truma or Takuna? We know a Zaina is ushered to eat Truma and to be married to a Kain. The Yeshalim answers Tysus, Ilav Kroy, if there would not be special Lamudim for this, Ikla Meimer, Deloitte Tomeya, Ella Lady and Biolish. The Torah only made her tummy concerning living with her husband. The Ikka Suffolk Chaive Mises Bezdin Al Yadai. Because there is a Suffolk in her relationship with her husband, now that she is a Saita in Chaive Mises Bezdin. Avol inyan truma ukahuna havamina uki itzab achazaka. Concerning truma and kahuna, where it doesn't involve Mises Bezdin. So there I'll say, put her on the chazaka, that she's an ishik sheira, and she was not nevelis. And therefore she should be mutter to truma, she should be mutter if her husband died, to marry a kayin. But concerning living with her husband, where it's nageya, chiyuvi Mises Bezdin, that's the only place where the Torah said it has a din of tuma. Therefore, I need these other psukim. This pshat of Tosfos is difficult, as the Sefer Torah HaKanois asks, that l'chayra, as we learned in yesterday's shir, there is no Isser Chayvi Mises Bezdin for the husband to have relations with his wife once she is deemed to be a sota. We learned it's a lav habo machlal asay, it's an isser asay. We learned from Tyson Yavamis, perhaps the Rajba, that it's considered like a vadai and therefore has a din of a lav, and that's why they say that there is a halacha of malchus by someone who had relations with his wife Asaita. But no one says that this chiyuvi Mrs. Bezdin. What does Tysus mean? Perhaps bedoichik we could say that Tysus means that of course there's no chiyuvi Mrs. Bezdin between the husband and the wife when she is Asaita. But if the accusations are true that she had relations with the boil, and if there would have been Eidim with Asra, it would have been a chi of chenek. So that's what perhaps what Tosfos means, that it's touching on to an inyan of Mises Bezdin. Of course, there is no Mises Bezdin between the Saita and her husband, but it has some shaykhs with Mises Bezdin. Perhaps bedoichik, maybe that's what Tosfos means. But the Karen Oira wants to say a whole different teretz of Tosfos kasha, and he bases it on the Gemara that we learned on Daf Chaf Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara has a havamina that the kinui of the husband is the thing that's goyrim, as the Gemara expresses it, the pekepeda the baal talya milsa. It's totally in the hakpad of the baal. He causes things that, if he had not been zealous to warn his wife not to go into hiding, this whole inyan would not have come about. And through his kinui, he's bringing upon himself new yisurim. For example, the Gemara says that we would have had a havamina even that if he warned his wife not to have relations with the boil only with kiruv basar alone, not with the actual maisabia, that if she would be over that, that would be a me'ila in the husband, because he's makbid on that. Even though, als the halachas of Ashes Ish, kiruv basar alone, without a maisabia, would not be an iser erva of Ashes Ish, but through his kanos against his wife, the Gemara says there's a havimina that through his kepeda that should be considered iser of saita. So therefore, says the Karen Ira, that I would have a havimina that the tumah that the Torah placed on the saita is only legabi that kepeda of the husband, and not legabi hilchas trum or marrying a kohen. Therefore, I would need extra psukim to tell me that they are also included in the tumah of the Isha Saita, that she's Aser Betrum, and she's Aser to be with a Kayin. Rab Chaim Halevi, Rab Chaim Salvechik in Chedushe HaGrach in the stencil, and we find the same thing in the Achiezer, Simon Yud, Simon Aleph rather, Ois Beis, has a Chakira. What does it mean that the Torah made by a Saita, Suffix Zoyna, is like a Vadai Zoyna? Do we mean that this is a birur, that even though we don't know, only Hashem knows whether she had relations with the boil or not, but the Torah says, v'nitma, you have to consider it as if you had two Adam who saw that there was a maisa's nus. This halach of sight is a birur, that it's like a vada zayna, that she was mezana. There's no question about it. That's how you have to consider it, as if it's a birur. On the other hand, you can learn, no, it's not a beer. It remains a suffix. But the Torah placed a new tumah that a woman in this matzav of being a suffix saita has a din of venitma, that there's placed on her a tumah chadasha, the one of tumah saita. But it's no beer that there was actually a maisa's nus involved. Rab Chaim's machria, mitoich the pshat in our Gemara, that in fact it is not a beer, but rather it is a new halacha, a new shem tumah of an isha saita. She's considered like a zainavari, not that it's bibirur that the maisa actually happened, but I have to be noyig this type of tumah in this matzav, as if she was a real zaina. And what's the proof to this? Because the Reb Chaim says, why in fact we need all these psukim? If you say that the pshat and suffix zayin is kevadi zayin, that it's a birur, that she did a maisa's nus, then automatically all the ramifications come about. Memela, she's asur to her husband, she's asur to a kohen, has a din zayna, she's asur to itruma, she has a din zayna. Why would we need all these psukim? The kasha that Tais is asking here. Elamai, the pshat is, it's a new din tuma. If it's a new din tuma, then I could say that the Torah was only mechadishit by the hardest inyan, which is for her to have relations with her husband, but not by the other things. That's why I need new psukim. How do we know, in fact, that an isha zayna is aser t'itruma? So the Tosfos Shans on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, at the top of the Amid in the Tosfos Shans, brings many gemoras besides our own, many gemoras in Yevamos, that show us that this fact that a zoyna is usher to eat truma. And in around halfway down, he asked, "V'im taimar mehecha nafkalon de zoyna aser b'truma?" How do we know this? "D'lo ashkechon kra ella iser kohen." We only find in the pasuk that a zoyna is usher to marry a kohen, but we don't find anything about eating truma. V'yesh leimer. And then he says that we learn it from the exact place that Rashi here on Chav Tes Amud Aleph learns it from. Rashi says on the second line, on top of the Yomid, "Ubetruma hayadina the zayin asura dechsev kisiel izar." And the end of the pasuk, Rashi says further, "He betrumas hakadoshim loy soichel." And Rashi interprets that the izar kisiel, usually see as a lashon havaya of having kedushin, but here Rashi says it must mean, Rashi touches it up, kisivel izar etzla, when she has relations with someone who's a stranger to her. And then Rashi continues, "Ve'ein loch psul gadol mizek she aishes ish." There is no greater psul than if she's an Eishes Ish and had biyuv with someone else. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he learns from here that whoever's psul to her from this psul, kisil ish zor, that psuls her from having truma if she has relations with them. And the Rashi concludes, v'hanach nami dolei tafsi b'kedushin. The kivin the Rabbi Akiva ain't kedusha toifs and b'shum psul loy mashma le kisi a lashon havaya el kisivol. Although normally kisi is a lashon havaya of issues of kedushin, but here since Rabbi Akiva sheet is that not only chayve kris chayve mises bezdin ain't kedushin toifsin, but even chayve lavin ain't kedushin toifsin. So what does the Torah mean? There was a siya to an ish zor, where even according to Rabbi Akiva chayve lavin there is no siya. Elamai here siya must be bia. So if she had relations with anyone who is, she is usher to that person, and that would certainly include, Rashi says, in the case of an Eishes Ish, she becomes usher to eat, he, betrumas HaKadoshim, loy soichel. However, the Tosfos Shanz agrees with Rashi. However, Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis disagrees with Rashi, and says that when we say someone is posel, it means posel mikora. Someone who's a relative, and he's posel mikara. Ma'ashe enke by Eishes Ish, where before she became married to her husband, she was mutter to the whole world. That person, after, subsequent to her getting married to her husband, that person, the boil, is not considered zor mikara, zor from day one, and therefore, we would not be able to learn out from this posel what Rashi and the Tosfos Shanz says is the mikara, that this zoyna, here in our case of Saita, which is a case of Eishes Ish, that she should be Osir Betruma. And therefore, Tosfos in Yevamos learns it from a different Makor, since the Torah says that the Chalala and Zoyna, a Koyin, is Osir too. The Torah puts together Chalala and Zoyna, and we know Chalala is Osir Betruma. Since Chalala is Osir Betruma, a Zoyna would also be Asura Betruma, and this already would include a Fila, a Zoyna, of an Eishes Ish, like in the case of Saita. So getting back to the Gemara wants to know, first of all, what's the dialogue between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva speaking about Truma, and Rabbi Shmuel answers about Kahuna. And secondly, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a Saita is Asura to a Kayin? And we cannot say that it is from the din of Safig Zoyna is considered like Vare Zoyna. Ella says the Gemara to answer both of these questions. The Rabbi Akiva are bo kroiksivi. There are four psukim, as Rashi explains. There's three that we learned on Chav Chesom et Aleph, Nitma, Nitma, Vinitma. And since Rabbi Akiva is darshening Vavin, as we learned in yesterday's daf, therefore we really have four limudim. And therefore we say, Chad Labal, she's also to her husband, Vachad Laboil, she's also to the Boil, Vachad Lakunah, she's also the Kunah, Vachad Latruma. So first of all, we've answered the question, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a site is usher to a kayin? And now we understand the dialogue between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. V'Rabbi Yishmael plus a korek sivi, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yishmael doesn't darshan vavin, so he only has nitma, nitma, v'nitma. He has three. Chad labal, v'chad laboil, v'chad latruma. And here is where he tells Rabbi Akiva, I don't need a fourth pasuk. Even if I don't darshan vavin, I don't need a fourth pasuk to include kayin, that she's also a tzait is also to a kayin. V'kohuna asi b'kal v'chaymer. Kohuna, I know she's also to from a kal v'chaymer from grusha. Marech a grusha who's mutter betrum is also to a kayin. So a tzait who's also betrum, as we just learned from the third nitma, she certainly will be also to a kayin. Ask the Gemara, now that we've answered the pshat in the dialogue, and we know how Rabbi Akiva knows that she's a surah lekohana, Rabbi Yishmael, mi mai ditzur kral truma. Why does Rabbi Yishmael learn this pasuk for truma? And kohana asi b'kavachaymer, and then he learns out kohana from a kavachaymer, dilma maybe, ki itzur lekohana. When do I need this third limit of nitma? I need it to asur kayin. The truma sharia, and truma is mutter, as Rashi explains, that if I have a choice between kohuna or truma, I would take kohuna, because kohuna is chamiramine. Kohuna is more chomer than truma. And therefore, I'll say that the third pasuk is marba kohuna, that she's also to, but truma in a chanami, a soita is mutter to eat truma. Amar Loch answers Rabbi Shmuel, Mistavra, it makes sense, Dumye de Baal uboil, because we compare it to Baal and Boil. We say that all the Nitmas are equal like the Baal and Boil. Ma baal u boil mechayim, af trumanami mechayim. Just like by the baal and the boil, as Rashi explains, we're speaking about an isser while he's alive. Because the isser to the husband is that once she is a sota, he is usher to have relations with her while he's alive. U boil means that if he divorces his wife, and she is a sota, she has not drunk from the water, she remains usher to the boil, and the husband is still alive. So too, just like baal and boil is mechaim, af truma nami mechaim. Truma means that she will be usher while the husband is alive, even if he was a kayin, and she was an ashes kayin, but now that she's a sota, she is unable to eat truma. Lafuke, this excludes kohuna. Dilachar Misa, because, as we explained at the beginning of this year, when we say a sight is usher to a kayin, it cannot mean while the husband's alive. Because if he has not yet divorced her, then she's usher al tzeishes ish to the kayin. If he divorced her and he's still alive, then she's again usher to the kayin. She's a grusha. It must be that he died, and normally an almana would be mutter to a kayin, if it's not a kayin gadol, a regular kayin hedjet, an almana is mutter to, and therefore the saita is usher to a kayin. But that's only lachar misa. So since we want to have all the lamudim equal, therefore we'll say that the three psukim are marba, three things that are mechayim while the husband is still alive. Echad labal, echad laboyal, v'echad latruma. How do I know kohuna? That I know from a kal v'chaymer. And now, how does Rabbi Akiva learn? Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with what Rabbi Shmuel is saying? Rabbi Akiva, dumya de balu boil lesle. Why does Rabbi Akiva require four psukim? Why doesn't he say that the third pasuk should be like balu boil for truma mechayim and learn kohen mechayimer? As does Rabbi Shmuel. The answer is that Rabbi Akiva holds, as Rashi says, that each pasuk is ba'anfei nafshe. You don't have to say, since baal and boil is mechaim, therefore the other limit has to also be mechaim, and therefore it has to be truma and not kuna. No, each pasuk is separate. And ein echanami, Rashi says, if I would only have three psukim, I would learn it for baal, boil, and kohuna, because kuna is marchomer, and ein echanami truma would be mutter. Now that I have the luxury that I'm darshening the vavin, and therefore I have four limudim, then in fact I could say, echad labaal, echad laboil, echad latruma, and echad lekehuna. I'll give you a second teretz. Even if Rabbi Akiva would say, yes, normally you should darshan it all the same, baal, boil, and truma. If so, why do I need four limudim? We have baal, boil, truma, and kohuna from a kal v'chaymer. The answer is, because Rabbi Akiva says, milsa d'asi b'kal v'chaymer, tarach v'kasav l'kra. Something that you could have learned from a kal v'chaymer, the Torah went out of its way to darshan it in a pasuk. This is a rule in b'chol hashas, that there are times where we have limudim, which could have been learned from a kal v'chaymer, the Torah bothered itself to learn it from a pasuk. What, in fact, is the svara that although we would have learned it, we could have had baal, boil, and truma, and kohuna could have been learned from a kal v'chaymer, yet the Torah put a fourth limud? The svara is, the B'nai Yisrael says, that since a kal v'chaymer is tolling on the seichel anushi of a person, it's possible sometimes that a person may be making a mistake, and that is why the Torah went out of its way in that case to write it beferish and not depend on the seichel of a person, that the kal v'chaymer could maybe have a pircha, and that is why the Torah wrote it anyway. The run in the beginning of the Dorm holds that not only do we say it by a kal v'chaymer, where we just said a svor, it could be, the kal v'chaymer could be schlugged up, but he says that even by a hekesha, that by a hekesha nami, even though you could have learned it from a hekesh, torach v'kasav l'kra. And the run says that hu adin, even by a gzeir shavah. This thing could have been learned from the exact two words that are written in two different places and make a gzeir shavah, but something that you could have learned from a gzeir shavah, torach v'kasav l'kra. However, the Mishnah Malchum Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph from Hilchas Malva V'Loiva brings a raya from Tysus that Tysus does not hold of this swara. He does not hold that a gzeir shava, something that could be learned from a gzeir shava, is tarach v'kasav l'kra. Continues the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Gidl Amar Rav, said Rabbi Gidl in the name of Rav, Dovr Sheish by Das Lishol. This halacha that we learned yesterday, shir that we learned out from Saita, that when do I say suffik tumah rishus hayachid is tameh? That's only if there is a person there who can be asked, like in the case of Saita, whether she was boil or not. Or in the case of a sheretz, did you touch the sheretz or not? Did the kikar come in contact with the sheretz or not? Einachanami, you're going to say, I don't know. That's why it's a suffik. But there is someone intelligent there, not a cotton, a gadol, who can be asked this question. That's what I learned from Saita. So Rav Gidol Amar Rav says, I have a different limit for this halacha. I know it from this pasuk. The pasuk says, we're speaking of over here, as we find on the side, in the right margin, Likutei Rashi, Vabosar Shokaide Shlomim. The basar of shlamim, of a korban, that will touch anything that's tameh, so it becomes tameh from the thing that is tameh, and therefore, basar kachon that's tameh, you should not eat. So we make a diuk, says Rav Gidol Amar Rav, vadai tameh hu d'leyachal. If you know for sure it came in contact with something tameh, then you cannot eat the korban. Hasafik tameh v'safik tar yachal. But if you have a safik, you would be allowed to eat it. But aim a seifa. Tell me the end of that very same pasuk, because the end of that pasuk says va'boser and the kachim kol tohar. This is already speaking about a adam, a person who is tohar yoichol boser. He is allowed to eat the kachim, so we can make a deduction for keret vaday tohar hu yoichol boser. Only somebody who's for sure tohar can eat boser. Ha suffik tamer v'suffik tamer tohar lo yoichol. But if he is a suffix whether he came in contact Lamasha with a sheretz or not, he is not allowed to eat. So from the beginning of the pasuk, it's only if it's vaday tameh that the kachim touched that you cannot eat the basar kaidish. But if it's a suffix, you could. And from the end of the pasuk, we see that it's only if it's vaday tor that you could eat. However, if you have a suffix whether you're tameh or not, the person is not allowed to eat, so it's a steer from the ratio of the seifa. Elav shemami, the answer must be kan sheish by das lisha. When we're speaking about the kol tohor, we're speaking about the adam. So there you have a yesh by das lishol. So when it's yesh by das lishol, there we say suffik tuma is tamei. And therefore, he has to know for sure that he's tor. But kan in the ratio of the pasuk she'ein by das lishol. There we're speaking about the buser. You don't know if it came in contact with the sheretz or not. So when is buser kachim, which is ein by das lishol, usher to eat? That's when is buser that became tamei usher to eat? When you know vade that it's tamei. But if it's ein by das lishol, in that case, a suffik will be tar. So the concept that the suffik tumma is tame is only by yesh by das lishol, that I learned from this pasuk, which is found in Vayikra Zion pasuk yutes. Now the Gemara wants to know, why do I need this limud from Saita in yesterday's shir that we had, and why do I need Rav Gidol Amar Rav, this new limud from Vabasar Ashayiga b'chol tame lo ye ochel? More answers. It says Rav Gidol Amar Rav. It's a klumik v'misaita. Dimid Rav. If I would just know it from Rav Havam, then I would have said bein brishus ayachlu bein brishus arabim. It's a klumik v'misaita. So from Rav's pasuk, I don't see any chilik between brishus ayachlu brishus arab. Mash yankin by saita, where we learned in yesterday's shir, you have a boil and a nivellus. So you only have two people. That's a brishus ayachid. Only then, yes, you need the criteria of yesh boi das lishol, but when do I say it's tamei? It's only in a matzav of rishus hayachid, and not in rishus harabim. So that I wouldn't know from Rav Gidol. Based on Rav Gidol Amarav, I would say if I have a yesh boi das lishol, a suffix could be tamei even in rishus harabim. So I need the halach of Saita to tell me only by rishus hayachid and not by rishus harab. So why didn't I just learn from Saita alone? The imis Saita have a mina de ikad das nageo magia. If it would be from Saita, I would say that there you have the man and the woman. They're both yesh boi das lishol. So perhaps the halacha that yesh boi das lishol, in that case I say that brishus hayachid, suffik tumah brishus hayachid is tameh, that's only if both the one who is transmitting the tumah, which will be the boyel, and also the one who's receiving the tumah, the nageya, the woman who is receiving the tumah from the magia, from the boyel who's giving her the tumah, the one who's touching the tumah, the one who's getting affected, who's affecting, who's causing the tumah, the metame and the nitma, both, you need the das of both. So on that, I need the halach of Rabbi Gidlam Arav, that if the person is tohar, then he's allowed to eat the kachim. If he has a suffix, he's yesh boy das lishol, and it's rishus hayachid like I learned from Saita, then it's tamei. But it's tamei even if he is in doubt that maybe he touched a sheretz where the sheretz that's metame has no das lishol. From the halacha of Gilam Rav, from his pasuk, you only see you need one. And in fact, it wouldn't make a difference. The Taisa Rosh speaks out that it doesn't make a difference whether it is the metame or whether it is the nitma, as long as one of them is the Eshpoy Das Lishol, that's enough to say, Safek Tumma Rishus HaYachid Tamei. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Boy bi yom dorish Rabbi Akiva v'chol kli cheres. Let us refer back to the Mishnah. On Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, it was on that day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, and there was Nisraba Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash, following Rabbi Gamliel, who only allowed Talmidim who were Toichai Kibarai. And not only were there more Talmidim, but there were many Shilas that were explained on that day. So, boy b'yoyim, on that day, Dorsh Rabbi Kiva darshan the halacha and Hilchas Tumah. The Pasuk says, Ukli cheres, pottery, asher yipo mehem al toichoi, that there will fall one of the eight, the nevelas of the eight shrotzim, that our metame will fall inside the kli cheres, and there's a special chiddush by kli cheres that it's metame, may aviroi, even if the sheretz is suspended in midair, it's metame, the kli cheres. So the sheretz is an avatumah, the kli cheres is a rishon latumah. Says the pasuk, "Kol asher b'soicha yitma." Whatever food is in within the walls of the keli, and it doesn't matter whether it's chulin or truma or kachim, they will become tamei. And Rabbi Kiva darshan, "Eino oimer tamei." It does not say the word tamei. Ella yitma. And since there are no nekudos in the Torah, we could also learn it yitamei. And that would mean Latamei Acherim, Lomed Al Kikar Sheni. This teaches us that the Kikar of Chulin, Trumor, Kachim, that is inside the Klicheris, has now become Tamei from the Klicheris. It is a Sheni. And the Torah says, Yitamei, Shematamei as a Shlishi. So we see that it can be Matamei the Shlishi. And it doesn't matter what the Shlishi is, whether the Shlishi is Chulin or Kachim or Truma. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Yeshua, Mi yigala ofer meinech Rabbi Yochim ben Zakkai. Halavai, you would have Tchiyas HaMesim. Shehayisa Oimer, you said, Asidor Achalatar Kikar Shlishi, She'en Lemikra Menat Torah. You said that Truma, that becomes Posel. It's not, the word Posel means that it's not Metame something else, but it itself becomes Tame from a Sheni. And you said that there was no pasuk for this in the Torah, and therefore a future generation will come, and they will be metaher, a kikar shlishi of truma, because it has no source from the Torah. She'ein lo mikra min ha-Torah shu'tamei, v'aloi Rabbi Akiva talmidcha, Rabbi Akiva your talmid, mevi lo mikra min ha-Torah shu'tamei. He just brought a pasuk from the Chumash that it is tamei, and he brought it even if the shlishi would be chulin. It would be Tamei. Shenemer kol asher b'toichai yitma we darshan yitamei that it's metamei acherim. And now let us see how our Gemara explains the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara asks, umi acher de ein loy, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I have no source from the Torah, so in fact, lama tamei. Why in fact did he say that truma as a shlishi can become tamei? If he didn't darshan like Rabbi Kiva, yitame. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, min ha-toira ein loy. Einachanam, he has no pasuk from the Torah, but mi din kal v'chaymer yesh loy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did have a kal v'chaymer, he was afraid that future generations would have a kasher on that Kal V'chomer, as we'll see on Amud Beis, but he was able to learn it from a Kal V'chomer. If it would be a Pasuk, then they would not have anything to ask on the Pasuk. But since he was only learning it from a Kal V'chomer, and he did not have the Pasuk that Rabbi Akiva had, Memela, he was afraid that a future generation would be Mater Truma when it is a Shlishi. Midin Kal V'chomer Yesha. What is the Kal V'chomer? Uma Tful Yoim. Shem Mutter B'chol. And we find that it's Tful Yoim, which means someone who was Tameh. He had, let's say he was a Tameh from a mace, and, or he was a Zav, or a Metzaira, and he was an Ava Tuma, and he went to a mikveh, so he's called a Tful Yoim. He did not yet have hair of Shemesh. So the halacha is that he's Mutter b'chulin, and Chulin is not only Chulin that he's Mutter, and he's also Mutter in Meiser Sheni. Let us look at the Rashi Shemutter b'chulin. Says Rashi, can Amrinim be Vomis Ba'oral, Tlosa Kroik Sivi, and from these three psukim we learn out, Tavol Va'Allah, if he went out, if he was Tavol, and he went out of the mikvah, the halach is, as the Bach puts in, Oichol B'chulin, U'B'Meiser, then he can eat Chulin, and Meiser Sheni. Hair of Shimshoi, if the sun set, then he's also oichel b'truma, he can eat truma. Hevi kaparasoi, if he is, has such a tumor where he has to bring a korban, so he's usher in kachim until he brings the korban. Once he brought his korban, which is mechaper on him, then hevi kaparasoi b'tuma shehibas korban, for a tumor that is chayv a korban, the din is mutter b'kachim, then he can eat kachim. So now let us go back to the Gemara. So we have a kal v'chomer, maduch etful yoim. Shem Mutter B'Chulin, he's Mutter before Hair of Shemesh, before sunset. He's already Mutter in Chulin and in Meiser Sheni. But Paisel B'Truma, even though he's Mutter in those things, concerning Truma, he is still forbidden to the Truma. He has to wait till Hair of Shemesh. So Kikar Sheni, when I have a Kikar Sheni that became Tommy from a Rishon, where the Halacha is Shepasel B'Chulin, that this Kikar Sheni, even if it's Chulin, it becomes Pasul. How do I know that? So Rashi says, three lines from the bottom of the Yom HaDichsiv, Kol Asher B'toicha Yitma, as we spoke out on the Mishnah, whether it's Chulin, Utruma, Ukachim, B'mashma, Dinhu, Sheyas, Ishlishi, B'truma. That's what our Gemara says now. Kikar Sheni, Shepasul, B'chulin. It has a Chumra over Tful Yoim. It's a Kikar Sheni makes Chulin, even Chulin, Tamei, and Meiser Sheni Tamei, so Einoi Din, if it has this Chumra over Tful Yoim, so certainly Sheyasa Shlishi B'Truma, that it should be able to passel a Shlishi in Truma. Ask Rashi a question, two lines from the bottom, V'dayoi Lekalameimer, what about the concept of Dayoi? What does dayoi mean? Dayoi is dayoi lovim in adin liyos kenadin. That when you make a kal v'chomer, you cannot be machmer more than that from which you are learning. So here we're learning from a tful yoim that just like he is usher, he's metame, he's not allowed to eat truma. So we should learn out that a sheni is puzzled by truma. How do we jump? Here we make a jump. She asks a shlishi b'truma. We're learning out more than from the source that we're taking it. From the source, we only see that a tful yoim cannot eat truma, and we're trying to say that a sheni should even usher into a shlishi. Answers Rashi, if you're going to say dayoi and make kikar sheni by truma, only that is tameh and not a shlishi, then batalei kal v'chomer, the whole kal v'chomer is batalei. Why? Because sheni mi truma, that I know from the pasuk itself, just like chulin. Because the pasuk says, whatever is inside the kli cheres, as we learned before, whether it's chulin or kachim or truma, is Tameh. So I know already that the Truma is Tameh by a Sheni. if the kikar was truma in the kli cheres, it becomes tameh from the kli cheres. So I know that halacha. So what am I using the kal v'chomer for tvul yom? In a case where by saying dayoy that you don't add, you're going to undermine the whole kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is not going to accomplish anything. Where heichad amifra kal v'chomer, the Gemara in Bava Kama daf chaf hey says lo yamrinan dayoy. We don't say dayoy. Therefore, we do have to make a jump, or else there will be no purpose in the kal v'chomer. So the jump is that not only is a kikor sheni metame by truma, but even if it touches a shlishi, the shlishi will also be tame. It'll be possible because it won't be able to make a revi, but at least it itself will be tame. Frey the Gemara, Iklamich, we ask the question, mal tful yoim, shekein ava tuma. As we mentioned before, the case of a tful yoim is that he was a tame mace or a zavar mitzayra, and then his tuma goes down. Once he becomes a tful yoim, it goes down, and now he becomes mutter to eat meiser sheni. But originally he was an avatuma. Whereas this sheni that we want to learn from the tful yoim was never an avatuma. So maybe only a tful yoim that once was an avatuma, he can pasul truma, but a sheni perhaps cannot pasul truma. Says the Gemara, Tesi mitful yoim, as we turn to Daf Chav Tes Mebeis, mitful yoim de sheretz. We will learn it from a case of a person who was touched by a sheretz. The sheretz is an av. He's a rishon. And over there, he was a tful yoim. And now we can make a kal v'chomer, and we don't have a question that originally he was an avatuma, because this is a case where he was not originally avatuma. All he was a rishon. Rashi points out that on the second line of the Rashi in the right-hand column, v'afilu l'negiya, that a tful yoim is metame truma even by negiya. How do we learn this out? Because since we find the halacha of hair of shemesh applies to kalim as well, not only in Adam, as the pasuk says, b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad ha'era v'tier, that the keli that became tamei has to be put into water after nightfall, and then it becomes tar. So what am I using the keli? What was the keli tamei from? Or for, it was tame to put in something there, to put in truma. It'll be metame to truma. So this is negiya. So here we see that a tful yoim can pass on the negiya. Just like we see the tful yoim by a keli, so too by tful yoim by an adam. He can pass it on. And if so, now the Meforshim say we can learn the kal v'chomer in a different way, and there won't be any question of dayoy whatsoever. We can learn that ma dacha tful yoim of a sheretz, who is not originally an avatuma, the tful yoim only started out as a rishon, and yet he is mutter in chulin ha'maaser sheni, and yet if he touches truma, then that truma becomes tamei. The tful yoim has a din of a rishon, and he's able to be metameh the truma. So kal v'chomer, I can learn from that a kikur sheni, which is usur by truma, which we learn from the pasuk, whatever's in the kli cheres becomes tameh. So for sure, it can be metameh by negiya, another piece of truma. So here, there's no question of dayoy, because you're learning out exactly what the din is by tful yoim, that he can affect tumah by negiya. I'm learning that from a kikur sheni, that it can make a shlishi by truma through this kal v'chomer, through negiya. It's exactly the same case as with a tful yoim. Continues the Gemara. No, I can shlug that up. That kal v'chomer mal tful yoim de sheretz shekein b'minoy avatuma by a tful yoim of sheretz. So at least the min, which is either adam or kalim, could be an avatuma. However, by kikor, which you want to learn from tful yoim, a kikor is food. Food can never be avatuma. As Rashi explains, how do we learn this halacha out? Because the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yutes v'chol asher yigu boi hatomei yitma, whoever touches a tamei mace will become tamei. And that must be an Adam Mekalim. The Adam Mekalim touched a mace, so they became, he's an Aviyah voice. They, every time in Tumah that you touch something else, the thing that gets touched goes down a level. So you started with Aviyah voice, the mace. You go to the Adam Mekalim, becomes an Av. And then if it touches something else, it'll become a Rishon. So Rashi says, Al Korchach, that the thing that touched the mace was something that has tahara in a mikveh. Because the Pasuk says previous, V'hizatar al atome v'rochz b'mayim. So we learn out, Dovri she'esh le'tahar b'mikveh nasa avatoma b'mage tome mace, ayidei maga mace. Yotzu oichlum u'mashkim u'kli cheres she'en le'tahara. So food or mashkim, drink, or a earthenware keli, where there is no tahara in a mikveh, so that cannot be included in the av hatumah, which touched a mace to become an av hatumah. It's only something that has tahara b'mikveh that's possible. So therefore the Gemara is asking, what's your kal v'chomer from tful yoim to kikar? The tful yoim is a adam or a keli. They could have a status of av hatumah. Mashiyan came food that touches a mace is never, does never have the status of av hatumah. So maybe it cannot transmit tumah to the shlishi by truma. The Gemara answers, kli cheres yechich. We just said that one of the things that can never become an av hatumah is a kli cheres. And yet, kli cheres is metame truma. So I see that the cause, the factor which causes tumah to be transmitted is not the fact that it's shaykh to avatoma, because a klicheres can transmit tumah even though it can never become an avatoma. But then I have a kasha for keret. Mala klicheres shekeim etam yaviroi. Do you know why klicheres can transmit tumah to truma? That's because it has a special character that it's metama in suspension. Even if it's not touching, even if the sheretz doesn't touch the keli, or the food that is inside the keli is suspended in midair, the kli cheres that became tummy from the sheretz is now metame the food item. That is something unique by kli cheres. So again, I'll say, you know why kli cheres can metame truma? That's because it has this chumra of suspension. But a kik or sheni that doesn't have this chumra of kli cheres, perhaps it cannot make a shlishi by truma. So then I'll answer you, tful yoim yechiach. Tful yoim doesn't have the chumra of mei avira either, but it does have the chumra of shekein b'minoi avatoma, v'chayzer adin, loy roi zeh k'roi zeh, loy roi zeh k'roi zeh. In other words, each one has a chumra. If you'll tell me, you know what causes the transmission of tuma, that's something an Adam or a Keli who could be an avatoma. I'll bring you kli cheres where that's not true. And if you tell me the reason you can transmit tumah is because of mei aviroi, I'll bring you tul yoim that doesn't have that chumra, and yet it transmits tumah. So atzadah shavish, ben the atzadah shavish between tul yoim and kli cheres is the girsa that we have in the Gemara, which Rashi has a different girsa and has a problem with this girsa, but let's first see our girsa. Both of these things are mutar b'chulin. They're mutar b'chulin. Upoislam b'truma. They pasul truma. So kol shchein kikur sheni. Now I have a kal v'chomer kikur sheni. Shapoisul b'chulin. Kikur sheni pasul shchulin. So certainly the poisul b'truma by kikur sheni. You can have a kikur sheni of chulin or meiser sheni that is pasul. So if it has a chumra over tful yoim and klicheres that they are mitar by chulin, so kal v'chomer de paisel b'truma. So certainly that a kli sheni, a kikur sheni, can pasel by truma. The problem with this girsa, says Rashi, is that what do you mean that kli cheres good a tful yoim is taka mutter by chulin a meiser sheni, but a kli cheres is not mutter. We just learned that whatever is inside a keli, everything that's in the keli is metama, whether it's kol asher b'toichai yitma, whether it's chulin or truma or kachim. So a kli cheres is metame by chulin. It's not like a tful yoim. So Rashi says the only way you could be mekayim this gear, so it's the first wide line on the right-hand column, u'b'chol asorim kosev atzad ha'shavishman, shemutter b'cholin, u'poysel b'truma, u'lahach lishne, ein adam yachol afarish, eizeu kli cheresh, shemutter b'cholin, u'poysel b'truma. Where do you have such a kli cheresh? A kli cheresh is metame b'cholin also. U'b'doich ha'gadol yesh l'farish, maybe there's one case, kli cheresh ha'muk of tzomet posel, if it's hermetically sealed, that very tightly sealed, shematzel al chulin shevetoichai, if it's in the oil of a mace, it'll be matzel de chulin, that it won't become tamei, ve'ein matzel al truma shevetoichai. It will not be matzel truma. So there is one case where there's a chilin between chulin and truma by a klicheris. But Rashi says, v'harba gimgumim v'tshuvas u'bitlu shidus ha'gamor, yesh bedover. There's a lot of problems if you're going to have this gears and say the pshat is that it's speaking about kli cheres hamuk of tzomet posel. Chodu dula ashkan de'ena matzel betruma. Number one, we don't find this, that it's not matzel betruma. A tzomet posel is matzel cholin, and it's also matzel truma. And then Taisa says that it's really not that the klicheris is metame, but it's the fact that it's not megan from the tumas mess. And a third kasha that Tosfos asks on this is we never find b'chol hashas that we make a tzad hashava from a kula. We always say ma'al tzad hashava that you have this chumra, we should learn it to something else as well. Here we're using as part of the tzad hashava to make this limud sheken yesh b'hen. That it has a kula. What's the kula? Shemutorin b'chulin u'paisu b'truma. That's a kula. The mutorin b'chulin is a kula. And that's not used as a tzad hashava. So therefore, Rashi has a different girsa here. And Rashi's girsa is shemetamin. That we find both by tful yoim and by klicheres the word tame. Rashi brings down earlier in the Rashi, in the last few of the short lines on the right-hand column, the sun sets and then they become tor, mechlal, dad hashta tamei. So the kli cheres that became tamei until now it's going to be tor, but till now it was called tamei. The same thing by tful yom rather. By tful yom bo hashemesh v'tir, till now he's tamei. And so by kli cheres, it says, tanar v'kirayim, which are klicheres, yutats, they have to be broken. Why tmeim heim? They are tame. And yet, by what do we find by both klicheres and tfulyoim, that they pasul truma, and kikur sheni has a chumra not over klicheres, but at least it has a chumra over tfulyoim, that tfulyoim is mutter by chulin amaiser sheni, and the kikur sheni is usser by chulin amaiser sheni. So it has that chumra. And you find by both klicheres and by tfulyoim, they're called tame. And they're metame truma. So certainly by kikersheni, which has a chumra over tfulyoim, that it will be metame truma. And you can't say it's because of the chumra of shekein b'minoy avatuma, because on that you have klicheres. And you can't say it's the chumra of avir, because that you have tful yoim. Memela, that you'll learn out the kal v'chomer based on a tzad hashava. Continues the Gemara, v'dor achar parech. Now that we understand how Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai learns out without a pasuk in the Torah like Rabbi Akiva, that a sheni can make a shlishi in truma. So dor achar parech, you know what the next generation is going to ask. Ma'ala tzad hashava shebahen, shekein yesh ben tzad chomer. The tzad hashava, you can't learn from a kal v'chomer based on a tzad hashava, because the tzad hashava, each one has some chumra that the other one doesn't have. Maybe it's because of that one. They don't both share the same chumra. Each one has its own unique chumra. So perhaps that is not considered a viable tzad hashava. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, tzad chomer lo parech. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't have a problem as long as there is together, as the Gemara says, koshchen kikar sheni shepoysel b'chol and depoysel b'truma, that we have a kal v'chomer based on the tzad hashava shebehen. And the fact that each one has its own unique tzad chumra, that is not a kasha in the eyes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now the Tosfos shuns here And Toysing Suvas Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph ask a tremendous kasha. What we understand Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, we don't understand the Dor Acher. How could the Dor Acher say such a thing that you cannot learn from Tful Yoyim and from Klicheres together because each one has a chumrah? But if you use that logic, then it's bottle all tzara shava chol hashas. The whole limud of tzara shava is bottle because tzara shava always means this one has this chumrah, this has another chumrah, and this has a kula, this has a kula, and then the tzara shava is that they share this chumrah together, we can learn out a third thing. But according to you, each one has a special chumrah which the other one doesn't have, so then it's bottle every tzara shava. On this, the Taising Subis gives three trutzim, and the Taisus Shans will just say the first teretz of Taisus, ink Subis, which the Taisus Shans agrees to, and that is that what the Dor Acher is going to ask is that these chumras are mishuna. They're peculiar chumras. They're not stam chumras, but peculiar. For example, Kli Cheres, that it's metame me'avira, even when it's suspended, it's not touching, is a mishuna dika chumra. And also that the Tvul Yoim can become tome from a mace by touching is also a mishuna dika chumra, because normally you only become tome avatoma when it's yaitse megufoya, zav, a metzoira. Here you're saying that by touching alone the aviavoisatoma of the mace, this person becomes an avatoma. That's mishuna. And memela, the Dor Acher might say, we're not going to learn that. Now, how could the Dor Acher be mevatel what the previous Dor said? So on this, the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph and Beis, tells us that the only time we have a rule that a bezdin cannot be mevatel what a previous bezdin had said, unless the subsequent bezdin was gadol b'chochma b'minyan, that's only if it's a takana from the previous bezdin. But if it is something that is learned through a kal v'chomer, then even if the subsequent bezdin is not greater in chochma, in wisdom, or in numbers, it even if it's the same status as the previous bezdin, if they have a problem with the logic of the previous Beis Din, they could be mevatelit. So the Dor Acher might have this problem. So Rabbi Yeshua was saying, Halavai Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you would have Tchiyus HaMeisim, because then you would be able to see that Rabbi Akiva has a Pasuk, and on a Pasuk we would not have any question. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Binayin Ravi b'Kodesh." Apostle Rabbi Yossi wants to use a similar kavur chaimer for Ravi b'Kodesh. The Ravi b'Kodesh apostles by Truma we had Shlishi, and by Kodesh we're going to go to Ravi. Vidinu, he has a similar kavur chaimer as we had before, and this he learns out from Mechusar Kippur. Ma Mechusar Kippur, the person, the zavur, the mitzayra, who have to wait for their karbonis to eat kachim, they are called until they bring their karbonis Mechusar Kippurim. Shemutter betruma, the halacha is that once you have hair of shemesh, once the sun set, so this Mechusar Kippurim is mutter betruma, and yet pasul b'kodesh, but he is not allowed to eat kodesh. So shlishi, a kicker shlishi, shapasul b'truma, as we just learned in the sugya before, that there is a din of shlishi by truma. Einoy din, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Einoy din hu shiyasa revi b'kodesh, that by kodesh it should be able to do a revi. Ask Rashi, why don't we say here again, Dayoi? Why should we take a jump to Revi? Why shouldn't we just learn from the Kal V'chomer that a Kikur Shlishi is Pasul, is Tameh by Kodesh, just like Truma, but not more? Why are we jumping to Revi? On this, and as we should learn out from a Mechusar Kippurim, just like he is, he Pasul's Truma, even though he doesn't pasul, he pasuls kodesh, even though he doesn't pasul truma. So kal v'chomer that a kikur shlishi, which is pasul for truma, certainly can make shlishi for kachim. But why go to revi by kachim? On this, Rashi answers, like he said on Amud Aleph, that if you're not going to learn anything from the kal v'chomer, you're going to mevatel the whole kal v'chomer, then we don't say Dyer Lovim and Adin Liyos Kenodin. And here, if we're not going to go to Revi, we're not going to make that jump to Revi, then the whole Kal V'chomer will not teach us anything. Why? Because I can use the same Kal V'chomer that I used on Amud Aleph by Tful Yoim. I can use that, just like I learned out from Tful Yoim, that there is a Shlishi in Truma, I can learn from Tful Yoim, who's Mutter B'chulin, and Meister Sheni, I can make a Kal V'chomer, that if he's Usher by Kachim, then there should certainly be a din of Shlishi by Kodesh. That I, just like I learned out there's Shlishi by Truma, I use that same Kal V'chomer for Shlishi by Kodesh. So what does this new Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim teach me? Nothing. And if it teaches me nothing, then we don't say Dialog of Adin Liyos Kenodin. Then we make a jump that to Revi, it should teach us something. And not only is that original Kal V'chomer good for Revi, for Shlishi by Kodesh, but in fact, Shlishi by Kodesh, the Gemara is now going to say, we have a Beferish HaPosuk, because the V'lamadnu, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, V'lamadnu Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah, Shlishi L'Kodesh, I don't need any Kal V'chomer, I have a Posuk. Urevi Mekal V'chomer, then I learn Revi Mekal V'chomer, Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah, no. And how do we know Shlishi Min HaKodesh Min HaTorah? D'chsiv. Because the pasuk which we had already, va'boser asher yiga b'chol tomei lo ye'achol, boser shlomim, that touches anything that's called tomei, should not be eaten. Mi lo yaskin denoga b'sheni, aren't we speaking even if it was something tomei which was a sheni? And sheni, as Rashi tells us, is called tomei, as we learned the pasuk, kol asher b'toich, whatever's in the klicheres, which is a rishon from the sheretz, yitmo will become tomei, so it is a sheni, and it's called tomei. So now when I have the Basar Shlomim that's touching this Tomei, which could be a Sheni that's also called Tomei, V'amar Rachmana, lo yachol, and the Torah says don't eat it. So Memela, I don't need any Kal V'chomer to teach me Shlishi B'Kodesh. A, I have a Kal V'chomer from Tul Yoyim. B, the Gemara says, I have a Beferish HaPasuk. And therefore, if you're going to remain at Shlishi, there's not going to be any Kal V'chomer, and then you don't say, Dai Elovim Adin Liyos Kenodin, if the Kal V'chomer is not teaching me anything you. Therefore, Ravim the Kal V'chomer cannot more, and therefore, what do I use the Kal V'chomer from Mechus Kippurim to teach me that by Kachim, there's not just a Din Shlishi, there's also a Din Revi. And in tomorrow's Shir, we will discover what Rabbi Yochanan had a Taina on these words of Rabbi Yossi.